Today is Friday, July 10th. I'm Megan Lynch. The Ozarks under an emergency flash flood warning. The Weather Service says up to 11 inches of rain fell by 11 a.m. yesterday, and up to 3.5 inches expected to fall every hour in the affected locations. We've got more updates now from Roger Brand. He's been listening to some of the chatter about what's happening in that region. Roger?
Yeah, it's, things have been ongoing since early this morning, Megan. I mean, they've been, there's a lot of water rescues underway. They've actually pulled crews from the St. Louis area. We're talking about Clayton, Fenton, Metro West Fire Protection District, Maplewood, Monarch, Richmond Heights, West County, all sending boats down into that area in Iron, Reynolds, Washington County, Lesterville, one of the harder hit areas. Of course, there's a lot of big campgrounds. Black River Lodge is down there. There's rescues. The Highway 72 is flooded there. Just east of Lesterville, and Highway N, just north of there near Johnson Shut-ins, is flooded as well. And multiple other roads are as well. Those are a couple of big ones near some well-known spots people might know about. Davisville, often in the Viburnum area, people were reportedly on the roofs of their houses earlier this morning. Sullivan Fire went down to help out with that situation. Ameren has to, I think they're in the process now. They already sent out a notice that they're releasing water from the Tomsock Reservoir because the reservoir is, with all the rain that's fallen, they have to release it, to keep the reservoir safe. So that's flooding the stream down below it there because of that situation. And a trained weather spotter in Ironton reported over 12 inches. Now, I know we've heard of reports of around there, but that was confirmed by one of the trained weather spotters in the area. So a lot of activity down that way because of all the severe weather, these training thunderstorms that have been moving through. Roger Brand, KMOX News.
Thank you, Roger. And of course, if you are heading to that area for recreation this weekend, you need to be mindful of what's happening in that region. Of course, it was nearly two decades ago that there was massive flooding at Johnson Shut-ins when the Tomsock Reservoir collapsed. In other news this morning, two people in custody facing kidnapping charges related to the remains of a child found in Illinois.
According to a post on the Deloge Police Department's Facebook page, 32-year-old Ronnell Marquise Jones and 35-year-old Kirstie Dora are both in custody and face kidnapping and harassment charges. Jones is identified as the father of the child in the post. According to a probable cause statement, Jones was taken into custody on June 30th after the mother of the child contacted authorities saying she had not seen her son since April of 2024. She told police the child was last seen with Jones in his car and missing teeth before Jones drove off. While interviewed by law enforcement, Jones gave multiple excuses to the child's whereabouts, including claims the child was in the custody of the Children's Division, to saying he was left with an Amish community in Mississippi where Jones periodically visited him. It was determined through witness statements the child was deceased. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Clair County Coroner's Office has not yet confirmed identity of those remains. Deloge Police Department says they are believed to be of that missing child. Two men from Missouri have been charged by a federal grand jury for conspiracy to attack and kill government officials at the UFC Freedom 250 event at the White House. 32-year-old Daniel Eskridge of Hamilton, Missouri, and Jordan Rinker of St. Joseph's, Missouri, charged along with six other men. The men are accused of developing plans through online chat groups on platforms like Signal and Discord, as well as amassing weapons, ammunition, and tactical gear for the attack. All eight of them charged together for two conspiracies, conspiracy to provide support to terrorists and conspiracy to commit murder on federal government territory and to murder a federal government official. Governor Kehoe signs a package of bills into law that includes tougher penalties for drunk drivers who kill someone. Under a new measure called Bentley and Mason's Law, intoxicated drivers whose actions leave a child without a parent or guardian can be held financially responsible for that child's upbringing. The law also sets a minimum 5 years in prison for some fatal DWI convictions and 10 years without parole for repeat offenders. A food pantry serving St. Louis County, heavily relying on the kindness of others as federal funding shortfalls stress its ability to serve. Matthew DeKinder with Jewish Family Services says the food bank is still able to serve the community, but cuts are making it difficult.
Compared to what we got from the first half of last year, our amounts that we're receiving for the government's been cut in half.
DeKinder says the amount of protein they've received from the USDA has significantly dropped off, making it difficult to continue to serve quality, healthy food to those in need. A new University of Missouri study finds Missouri's state park system generates more than $1.5 billion in economic activity each year. The park system operates on a $68 million budget. Missouri Department of Natural Resources Director Kurt Schaefer tells MissouriNet 93 state parks and historic sites are a tremendous asset to the state.
When you look at that dollar amount, that's everything that's generated from, you know, buying outdoor equipment, buying fishing, hunting equipment, as well as restaurants and everything else. It's a pretty big figure, but it's an extremely important aspect of Missouri's economy.
The study found Missouri state parks and historic sites attract about 20 million visitors each year and support nearly 12,000 jobs statewide.